This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Safety first, helmets on. Good afternoon. This is The Bigger Picture. And all of this week, we're highlighting children's road safety, particularly kids' helmets. So you can sponsor one today for just 50 ringgit at bfm.my/helmetson. And now on with the show. You're listening to The Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Tishao Eek and Kelly Anisa. Here are our stories today.
The Amazon rainforests are burning. There have been 74,000 fires across Brazil this year alone. What is the impact of these fires beyond the immediate destruction? We'll be looking at that in our first story.
And then the UN Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty and Human Rights has said that Malaysia's official poverty rate is vastly underestimated. Basically, our current poverty line means people living on 8 ringgit a day are not considered poor. So we discuss the issue.
And on that note, we're asking you on Twitter, is RM8 a day enough for a person in Malaysia to live on? So this includes food, rent, transport and medical needs. Your options are yes or no. So you can join the conversation by taking that poll at BFM Radio on Twitter, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
But before we get to our first story, here's Destruction Makes the World Burn Brighter by Chelsea Wolfe.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Destruction Makes the World Burn Brighter by Chelsea Wolfe. Now on to our first story.
The Amazon rainforests are burning, as I'm sure many of you have been reading about. So there's been an estimated 74,000 fires across Brazil this year alone. And this is an 84% increase in the number of fires compared with the same period in 2018. And smoke from the fires actually caused a temporary daytime blackout to hit Sao Paulo last Monday. And, this is how extreme it is, because Sao Paulo is actually 2,700 kilometers away from the burning forest. And Brazil's own space agency shows that an area the equivalent of 5 football pitches was cleared every minute in July due to deforestation. And this is a 278% rise on the same month last year. So this is to sort of set the stage for the kind of destruction that's happening, that's leading to the forest fires.
And some fires at this time of year are to be expected, as this is the dry season in Brazil. But many of the fires burning through the Amazon are believed to be to have been started deliberately by farmers for cattle ranching or soy farming. So smaller groups of local farmers have been emboldened to set fire to parts of the forest because the government has done little to stop them. So farmers have even declared fire days, deliberately setting fires to chunks of the forest in order to destroy it.
So a little bit of background on the Amazon, right? The Amazonian rainforest is the most biodiverse place on the planet. It's home to 3 million species, and 1 in 10 of all known plant and animals on Earth live in these forests. So 3/4 of the plant species there are unique to the Amazon forest alone. And the Amazon is also home to 1 million indigenous people, thousands of whom have lost their lives in recent decades because they were defending the forest against these commercial interests. And not to mention, they've also lost their land and their homes as well.
So the fires have huge consequences beyond just the immediate destruction of the forest. Sorry, the fires have huge consequences. So we could be seeing catastrophic impact on our ability to reduce global warming, as the rainforest plays a critical role in regulating the Earth's climate. They absorb millions of tons of carbon dioxide a year. So according to scientists, stopping deforestation is as important as eliminating fossil fuels to reduce global warming. So scientists have estimated that protecting and restoring rainforests could reduce carbon emissions by 18% by the year 2030.
And what's going to be the impact of these fires on that kind of progress that we were looking forward to? So earlier today, I caught up with environmentalist Lim Teck Win here in Malaysia about the impact of these forest fires on our ability to mitigate the current climate crisis.
It's true that there are several forest fires, some quite massive forest fires around the world at the moment, including in Siberia, in Sumatra. But also the one that's hit headlines most is undoubtedly the forest fires in the Amazon. And the concerns are twofold, mainly in terms of the impact that these fires will have on the accelerating climate change. Because what is undoubtedly going to be the case is that many tens of thousands of tons of carbon dioxide are being released by the fires. And that carbon dioxide might end up exacerbating the current greenhouse effect, which causes global warming. Now, there is also a concern that not only the carbon that's being emitted by the burning of the rainforest, but also the fact that once the rainforest has been burned, it's going to be turned into something else, such as a cattle ranch or soybean plantation. And when that happens, the ability of the rainforest to absorb carbon is diminished. And around the world, the forests actually absorb around 2.4 billion tons of carbon dioxide every year. And so the Amazon itself absorbs about a quarter of that, something like 600 million tons. Mm. And so if that annual contribution to alleviating global warming is reduced, then that will have an extra impact on the climate.
I also asked Tikwin whether we've passed the tipping point where the impact of the destruction can be reversed.
It's a very difficult question to answer because we don't know for sure, but it does highlight that you do highlight the point that there is a danger that once the Amazon becomes too degraded, too fragmented, then it will be harder and harder in future for the Amazon itself to regenerate. And the scientists are talking about a tipping point beyond which every year the fires are going to get worse and worse, and that will affect the ability of the Amazon to sequester carbon for the world. And then that in turn will exacerbate global warming, which will cause even more fires. And then eventually all of the tropical forests, or vast majority of the Amazon, would be destroyed. So that is that's a worst case scenario. We don't know whether we're past that point of no return yet. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's not too late to do something.
So for decades, the Amazon has been the site of a struggle between the people and big business. So on one hand, you have conservationists and, of course, the indigenous communities living in the rainforest who are desperate to protect the forest. And on the other hand, Brazil's business lobby sees lucrative potential in destroying the rainforest to make way for agribusiness, you know, farming, mining and logging. Mm. And since Jair Bolsonaro was elected as president of Brazil at the beginning of this year, deforestation there has sharply accelerated because he's throwing his support behind these businesses, and he's even been dubbed Captain Chainsaw because of his stance on this issue.
Mm. But President Bolsonaro can't hide anymore with this current spate of fires. The issue has finally gotten the world's attention. So the Brazilian government has said it is calling in the armed forces to tackle the fires. Mm-hmm. So Bolsonaro is also coming under growing international political pressure. France's President Emmanuel Macron has even threatened to scrap a huge trade deal between the European Union and South America as a result.
But is strong arming less affluent nations through trade deals enough?
Yeah.
The Observer's opinion piece yesterday wrote that wealthier countries in Europe need to do far more when it comes to stumping up proper resources for overseas conservation. It's all very well for European governments to condemn Bolsonaro, but Western demand for things like Brazilian beef is contributing to deforestation.
Yeah, and you could draw the same parallels between the rhetoric that European nations have been saying, and you know, how the issue of deforestation in Malaysia as well, for instance. So it's not too, you know, far apart for us. So I asked Tikwin that as well. Here's his take on what this crisis will demand in terms of international political action.
Well, this actually might have some positive impact because everyone knows about the Amazon and they're concerned with the fact that the fires are the worst that have been ever recorded, and the number of fires have really made decision makers to sit up, especially in Europe where they are demanding action. There's a lot of rhetoric, and it's difficult to separate the rhetoric from the key steps that decision makers need to take on the ground. Because in Malaysia, for example, we have committed to reducing our per capita or per GDP carbon intensity emissions. But politicians have also been talking about how Malaysia is committed to keeping 50% of our forest cover intact. However, Malaysia still allows forests to be cleared and forests to be burned for clearance for other uses, such as oil palm or housing or development generally. And despite the international uproar against deforestation in the tropics, there's still no real good mechanism whereby the richer countries actually pay poorer countries such as Brazil or such as Malaysia to keep our forests. And so even though the countries such as the European Union have had this uproar, they haven't yet come up with a clear mechanism to put their money where their mouth is, unfortunately.
And speaking of rhetoric, many of the headlines in the media are going on the message that our meat-eating diets are to blame for these forest fires.
Yeah.
So just to read out a few, right? CNN, you know, the Amazon is burning because the world eats so much meat. And the Independent headline, every meat eater on the planet is helping to fuel the Amazon forest fires. I mean, that's really clickbait, lah, really. Mm. And Leonardo DiCaprio, in an example of celebrities rhetoric, he shared a post by the Rainforest Alliance on Instagram, which the gist of it is calling for people to cut down on eating beef. So amidst all this, I asked Tikwin what we should take away from this crisis in terms of, you know, how we can change our individual behaviours.
Well, that's much harder to say because the people tend to have very short memories. Or maybe on the short term, they might say, oh, I might have to do something, but what they have to do is not so clear. And it's also not entirely clear as to whether individual action really should be the solution or is an effective solution, because the main solutions undoubtedly have to come from governments and from large corporations. Now, the question of whether or not individual choices such as becoming a vegetarian can have an impact is still a good question, because it's undoubtedly the case that the beef industry is particularly responsible for huge amounts of the greenhouse gas emissions, not just in clearing the forests, but also after the forest has been cleared, cows emit a lot of methane and they are quite an inefficient use of land as well. Mm-hmm. So while I would say it is certainly the case that a vegetarian diet has less impact on the environment, I would not go so far as to say that we should all become vegetarians, because that will save the planet in terms of climate change. Because I would say individual choices, as I said, have a relatively small impact. And if you want to name the number one individual choice which can reduce impact on the environment and on climate change, then it would not be going vegetarian. Mm-hmm. It would be having less children. This is something that most people prefer not to realize, is that it is the population of the humans on the planet that are ultimately causing these problems. And so if we want to really reduce our footprint, we should think about having less children.
So that was, you've been hearing some comments from environmentalist Lim Teck Win, just about the broader impact of the Amazon forest fires.
Mm. I think the one thing that all of that says is, I mean, for instance, I don't have kids. So it's easy for me to think that, oh, I'm contributing more than someone else who decided to have children,
mm-hmm,
right? But
me.
But I think that one thing I've realized from this episode and reading the social media feedback is how easy it is for these articles and people's social media posts to get sort of holier than thou about these things and try to pin down one issue or one thing,
mm-hmm,
when actually it's so complex. There's so many factors at play here, most of them led by governments and corporations.
Yeah. So, I mean, even, you know, Emmanuel Macron tweeting, oh, our house is burning, referring to the Amazon rainforest as our house, you know, for global citizens. But really rich European and Northwestern nations have that power to make a much bigger difference.
And also person for person use up much more energy per capita, per head than most people in so-called third world countries do. And yet they are the ones who are expected to pick up the slack that historically has been created by these richer nations.
Yeah, so we'll leave you with that for now. And if you have any thoughts to share on the fires in the Amazon rainforest, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
So we do need to take a short break, but first, here's The Wind by Cat Stevens, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.